This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, an essay that Victor has published at American Greatness about the cracks, the fragmenting, the damage to American cultural norms, acceptable behavior, not only for now in the 21st century, but the 20th and 19th. Six areas are important to Victor: finances, the credit of the United States, security, the military and its authority in the world, race, the question of are we many races altogether, or law, the lawlessness we've seen since the pandemic, education, certainly the disturbances on college campuses since the Gaza War and before, the presumption that only one ideology is welcome in the faculty rooms and admissions, and finally sovereignty, the question of borders. What follows is Victor's remarks about education, something he knows very well at the Hoover Institution on Stanford University campus. He's a classicist. He's been a teacher his whole life. So we speak of how it is that universities came to be one thing, and that the protests, the unacceptable conduct of some students these last weeks protesting this or that about the Gaza War but evidencing anti-Semitism, how that came to be on college campuses in the 21st century, how leaders of college campuses, especially elite universities, did not perceive this hatred and did not stop it right away. Puzzling. And that's led to other revelations about education here in the 21st century. This is Victor's observation, a teacher on a campus observing.
Yeah, I think in the abstract, the idea was the 60s idea came to full fruition that everything is biased, the corporation, the family, the religion, the community, against progressivism, and therefore they could create these atolls where they could be blatantly left-wing, hardcore, progressive, 95% if you gauge faculty by their donations or party affiliations at many elite schools. And that was okay. And then I think that 60s idea then manifested itself with the DEI woke movement, that you have to change the admissions, the hiring, the tenure to bring people in on basis other than, in the case of admissions, the comparative ranking of GPAs or SAT scores. And therefore, when you brought a lot of non-traditional students in, of course, we're forgetting class. A lot of the non-traditional students were as wealthy or wealthier than the per capita income among the majority population. And new faculty, then you had to change standards, because standards, as we saw with jurisprudence, are arbitrary. So in the case of Claudine Gay, the Harvard president, it wasn't two books, as usual, for tenure at Stanford for political science professor. It was just four articles. There was no inquiry whether they were plagiarized or anything, and we go on and on through that trajectory to where she ended up, and then to even suggest that she had been the beneficiary of undue preference based on race and gender was itself racist. And so here's where we are, and I think the problem is that the reason the United States works, John, is that people come over here based on a meritocratic equal opportunity climate, not a quality of result, not a quality of outcome, not a racially gerrymandered system of admissions and hiring. And it affects the entire society when you put people in there for criteria, in there meaning a job or a slot in the university, for reasons other than demonstrable meritocratic accomplishment.
More of this later. Thank you.